The McMahon-Ryan Child Advocacy Center in Syracuse is one of three dozen across the state that can apply for a share of $10 million for the investigation of child abuse cases. WAER's Scott Willis reports the grants would cover the cost of paying a trained forensic interviewer and video recording equipment.
State Office of Victim Services Director Elizabeth Cronin stopped at the McMahon-Ryan Center to make the announcement today. She says the interviewers are critical to the successful operation of the state's child advocacy centers, not to mention the outcomes of prosecuting cases and the health and well-being of children.
They are trained, which is critical to investigations and also to make sure that they understand how kids relate, how they speak.
The forensic interview, which is so vital to putting our case together and not being attacked by defense attorneys who are doing their job representing people accused of child abuse. That is so important.
That's Onondaga County First Chief Assistant District Attorney Rick Trunfio, who says a medical team and therapists are also key to getting justice for abused children. Elizabeth Cronin knows how critical that support can be. She served as a special victims prosecutor in the 1990s, and just last week received a call from a survivor who told Cronin how much of an impact her office had on her life. She says back then, centers like McMahon-Ryan were a pipe dream.
For me to be able to come in here as a state official with the ability to fund programs like this really brings me full circle to the mission that I had as a prosecutor, and it really tells you how far we've come in treating child abuse victims.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, the story of a Syracuse survivor of child abuse at the hands of her brother and how the teen at McMahon-Ryan changed her life.
Children need to be able to know that their voice will be heard. Mine was heard here. Mine was heard and listened to. It was fought for, and it wouldn't have been able to happen if I did not stand up my senior year in high school and came to McMahon-Ryan.
Scott Willis, WAER News.